Hey guys, it's Emily.
And Lindsay here to tell you some time management tips for the professional. Do you ever find yourself having a hard time balancing your work life and your life outside the office? Here are 30 time management tips that Forbes recommends to work on finding balance and being your most productive self. Some tips may work better for some people than others, so feel free to use whichever tips resonate better with you. Some of these tips are things that can be used immediately, but some may require time to get used to and may work better at a later date. Number one, we often talk about not having enough time. Rather than focusing on that and complaining to yourself or others about not having enough time, think about what you do have enough time for. Start talking or thinking about that instead. Number two, start with 5 minutes of sitting down at your desk and switching on your computer. Half an hour or an hour wasted here on procrastination or distractions is costly. Number three, value your time and other people will do the same. Number four, when things get really pressured and you're tight for time, ignore emails completely. Number five, we are all equal when it comes to time. Number six, get into the habit of switching off email whenever you can, even if this is only for 15 minutes or 30 minutes at a time. Number seven, use your time for things that are worth it. Number eight, if you're procrastinating, rather than getting frustrated or annoyed, simply ask yourself why you are procrastinating. Are you scared of the task ahead? Is it too difficult, too easy, too boring? Are you tired? We can waste a lot of energy on time and things we are putting off. Number nine, end your working day at a fixed time. Don't let work creep into your entire evening. You can also have two finishing times, one for an ideal day and one last time that you won't work past. Number 10, sleep. We think this is especially important because it's essential to people's health and well-being. Number 11, if you're using social media for business, schedule some of your updates. You don't have to be there all the time. Number 12, do an audit once a week and look at exactly where your time is going. Notice where you spend your time on a regularly weekday. Notice how you use time at a weekend. Number 13, take the results of your audit. Think about where you might want to redistribute a little bit of your time. What could you do with a little bit more time spent on it? What are you spending your time on that you don't really enjoy or value? What are the main points in the day that you waste? Now Emily is going to tell you the remaining tips for managing your time.
Hey guys, it's Emily starting back up with number 14. Number 14, what to you constitutes time well spent? Write a list of 5 things. Number 15, reevaluate your list from number 14. How often have you done these things in the past month or the past year? Number 16, who drains your time? Number 17, what drains your time? What ultimately drains your energy? Number 18, limit the things that drain your time and energy. Then with the time you do have, you'll get more done in a focused, energized way. Number 19, you can actually get an awful lot done in half an hour. Don't just float because you've only got half an hour until your next meeting or appointment. Number 20, we all need downtime. Number 21, take mini breaks when you need them during the day to recharge and refocus. Number 22, take breaks away from work on the weekend, in the evening, and on holidays to help you stay productive long term. Number 23, identify anything causing a regular, repeated drag or drain on your time. For example, these might include technology, systems, workflow, or people. One by one, take these things and fix them, address them, or change them to free up more time. All right, now here's Lindsay to finish up the rest of the tips.
Number 24, if you're doing a task where you're likely to get distracted and spend longer than you want there, for example, on social media, email, or internet searching, take off your watch and put it on the desk. Noting what time you started and how long you intend to spend there. Check back in regularly on the time passing. Number 25, we regularly underestimate how long something will take us. Factor this in. Number 26, do you like the pressure of working on tight deadlines or not? For example, do you only feel motivated to get started on a project the night before it's due, or do you prefer to leave yourself plenty of time? Either way is fine, but know which method works for you and use it to your advantage. Either set yourself more deadlines or make sure you leave time to plan and deliver well in advance. Number 27, check in with cycles of nature now and again. See how you are feeling in relation to the sunrise or sunset, or to the changing of the seasons. We often get caught up in our own perception of time, but there's a bigger nature cycle going on too. Number 28, are you trying to force things to happen in a certain time frame? Could you let it go and let things happen in their own time instead? Number 29. Could you spend time as an alternative to spend money at some point this week? Number 30. Anything that marks the end of 1 year or the start of a new year is a good time to look back and see how you've spent your time in the year just gone. Looking at this, how do you want to spend your time in the year ahead? Will you spend it in the same way or make some changes?
After hearing the 30 time management tips that Forbes recommends, I hope that you are able to take away some of these tips and use them in your day-to-day life. Following these tips will help you live a more productive, balanced life while being your best self.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.